I just want to talk about what happened at the end of the war, when you knew you were going to come back to Gibraltar.
What happened? That you all of a sudden, when the Germans were losing the Sandarin people to fight to Russia, and it was a dead loss for them, and here, down to Gibraltar, this was packed up with army, navy, and here was all the people here, and all the ammunition and everything, because up in the rock they had a hospital, everything ready, in case they came in. They could have, they had holes everywhere to shoot everybody. But thank God, they were very clever. They managed that they killed a lot of young English people, poor things. Because I see at the crack, because we were all the same.
But did you, so when you knew you were coming home?
Well, no, we knew that we were coming home. If I tell you the truth, I would have stayed in London. I loved it. But I had my dad here. And beside my dad, my brother-in-law, that he was a very nice person, thank God, a very nice husband, because we have all been very lucky with our husbands. That we look after each other, all of us. Now there's only two couples. The one in hospital, she has got a husband that is a saint. So it's all the time in the hospital. It's supposed to be like Mount Albania.
Yes.
He can't be by himself, but he's there near her all the time.
Oh.
Now, I want my husband with me, but we are all economic.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic,
but, you know,
isn't it?
Yes. We have lunch and say, thank God, we have had lunch and we are together.
Yes.
Let's see how long for.
Yes.
My husband tells me, I'm not going nowhere. Many times some people have thought, Mrs. Richway, would you like to change house? The answer I always given, no. I will stay in this house until if I grow older, something will happen to me to pass away. What I want is to wait till taken to hospital, be there today, and then to the cemetery. If they can put wheels on me, they can put the wheels and do whatever they want.
Yes.
That's the answer I've given to people who are longing to get this house.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, you want to hang on to it. I think
that
came here
and
right.
Was there. He said, oh, what a big house, you have what? They go, yes, but before we were more people.
Yes.
And now that's only two little rabbits living here.
Yeah.
My husband and me. When
but
the pizza list on, everybody was looking forward. Stan was going to be.
But when you came back, what was it like coming back to Gibraltar after the war?
I'm going to point this to you. From London, they took us to Scotland.
Ah, okay.
And we were in Bridge of Weir 3 weeks, waiting to see when they were going to take us back.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, a day before, pack up your things that we want to take you. You're going back to Gibraltar. When we came back, my father wasn't living in police barracks, but to a block next to the police barracks, because he had a big family. And it was a different house, but it was a very nice house. A very big living room, the bedroom, another bedroom, the kitchen, a big veranda, and we lived there for a number of years.
But what was it like when you arrived? Was everyone shouting and, you know?
No. Meanwhile, the Australians landed here, and there was a row here. I don't know, different people. Then we all drunk.
Yes.
And the police, the army had to come out.
I heard this story, yes.
Yes. Look, then in those days, my father was a policeman.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they got hold of him and threw him. And from the cavalry that he went up because he was very, very...
Did he work with Mr. Bandacchino, Claude...
Bardacchino?
Yes.
I don't know Mr. Bardacchino.
Actually, no, because he'd be a different generation.
He's 93,
yeah,
no?
Of course, yeah.
I've heard about him.
Yeah. I just interviewed him before you.
My father was, I think, was before him. Well,
Yes.
But because my father died very young. Really was always 60.
Of course, so
67.
Sorry, that's me, I'm confused.
But when we came back, imagine all the the jeeps up and down Broadway. We lived in London, so nice and quiet. So there was, I'm coming back here. You, if you looked out of the window, you think that you were going to touch the other window. Opposite.
Yeah.
Of course, but that was first 2 weeks. Afterwards, they brought over us. I was, always used to say, I'm longing to go back to see my dad and my brother-in-law. But besides that, to see those nice grapes and have churros. Do you know who churros are? Mm-hmm. I love them because my father used to get up every morning, buy a big round for us every morning to pass to us the coffee with the churros. And I always used to say that. Mm. And then I, one of the girls working with me, I used to say, and whenever I see a full moon, I will always remember the war. And I will always remember the fries we used to get, living 4 years there.
Thank you. This is so good. And I've got one last question for you, which is really just an opinion. But when you think about yourself and your identity as Kitty, do you think of yourself British, Gibraltarian? What? Who do you think?
I feel Gibraltarian because I like English people and I like Spanish people because Spanish people, they are very, very nice, they are very, very kind, and some of them are really, really, I don't want to swear. And the English people, they're the same because they're very good friends, and when they get 2 pints and they get drunk, they punch each other. No, I don't see nothing. And they, even if you punch somebody and they kill him, the next day they're crying for him because they wasn't all there. Because it used to be awful. I remember walking down one day in Main Street with a girlfriend and a sailor came for me, picked me up, gave me a hug, kissed me on the face and then put me on the floor. And that happened to me in Oxford Street with an American. I remember that my sister and me, we took some money with us. And the first year there, it was cold for us. We went to a shop that they sold fur coats in awful circles. And we went there, she bought one coat and I wore another one. And we went to see the pictures. But my mother always used to say, be back before the blackout. Because my aunties, when they came to see us, they saw my Anna, that here is not like in Gibraltar. Me that they kill young girls and they are very spiteful with their young people and don't let them go about. He said, no, I haven't got to worry about my daughters. They obey me very, very well. So it means to say that we used to go to the pictures when it was getting dark. Sometimes my sister, I said, let's stay a little bit more. I said, watch film. No, come, let's go because mommy's going to tell us off. And I remember that I was wearing a fur coat. And said, an American, there were 3 Americans, very nice looking, nice jobs. They invited us to go for a drink in a very nice bar there in Oxford Street. We said, no, thank you very much. And he got hold of me, went like that in there, and then put me down.
So it's happened twice to you?
Here in Gibraltar, and in, funny enough.
It's funny, isn't it?
Without making faces to anybody.
No.
I was always very, very shy.
But you're obviously very pretty. I'm going to say stop now.